Breaking up is hard to do, goes the old Neil Sedaka song, but in Japan, breaking up is not quite so hard if you have the money. Some private detectives are doing a booming business, breaking up marriages, firing employees, and in general, doing the dirty work that most Japanese like to avoid. From Tokyo, NPR's Eric Weiner reports.
7:35 p.m., an attractive woman in her mid-20s, we'll call her Junko, is racing through a Tokyo subway station. She's wearing tight jeans, high-heeled shoes, and plenty of makeup. Junko is going out on a date tonight, but it's not really a date. 8:10 p.m., Junko and her date are playing pool. He's obviously enamored of her, and that is the idea. You see, Junko works for a detective agency, and unbeknownst to her date, she's been hired by the man's wife. The wife wants a divorce, but doesn't want to deal with her husband directly. So she's hired the agency to execute an elaborate scheme. Junko seduces the woman's husband, then one day shows up at the couple's home for a carefully rehearsed altercation. Voila, instant divorce, and the wife looks like the innocent party. Overseeing this elaborate charade is Kazuya Nizuka, head of the TDR detective agency.
Our clients don't like confrontation, and they can't ask their friends or family to do this, so they turn to us.
Nizuka is what is known here as a wakare saseya, or roughly translated, a breaker-upper. Most of his clients are women who either want to divorce their husbands or want to get rid of mistresses whom their husbands are seeing on the side. But they also handle other types of breakups. Your son or daughter is dating someone you don't approve of? Japan's breaker-uppers can take care of that. Can't get rid of a lazy worker? They can solve that problem, too. For a fee, of course. Prices start at about $8,000. For that kind of money, you get a 90% success rate and guaranteed anonymity. The breaker-uppers work in the shadows. No one ever sees them. Hiroyuki Yoshida runs his business, called Office Shadow, from a small, unmarked suite underneath some train tracks in a trendy part of Tokyo. He looks like a Japanese version of Sam Spade, slick back hair, shiny suit, and cobra-shaped ring. How can his high-priced business succeed even during a prolonged recession? Yoshida says it boils down to the nature of his fellow Japanese.
Japanese don't want their lives opened to the public. We avoid public display of affection. We tend to hide everything.
That may be true, but Yoshida says it's easy to dig up dirt on just about anyone here. In only 1 hour, he claims, he can uncover your medical history, your bank account numbers, the names of your past lovers. And he doesn't have to worry about lawsuits. Japan is much less litigious than the United States. Yoshida says he has a waiting list that stretches for 2 months, but he concedes he does have trouble sleeping at night.
This is such a heartbreaking job. There are children who are sent to the orphanage because of my work, because I made their parents break up. I feel like I have committed such a sin. I feel so guilty.
Some Japanese say Yoshida should go with that feeling.
I just felt that this is a sleazy business.
Yuko Kawanishi is a professor of sociology at Tokyo's Temple University. The rise of the breaker-upper, she says, reflects the moral decline of Japan.
There are people who believe that they can control other people's life for their own self-interest. These people may go to any kind of methods to achieve that purpose. That's why I think that there's a serious sense of decline of morality here.
Not so fast, say the breaker-uppers. They insist they never break the law and regularly turn down morally questionable cases. Kazuya Nizuka says he won't help a stalker pursue a celebrity, nor will he help a political candidate win an election by entrapping his opponent in a sordid love affair.
We're trying to help people. The same way a doctor treats diseased heart. We only pursue a case if we believe it is the right thing to do.
His agency may be doing well, but Nizuka is constantly prowling for new clients. This is not the kind of business, he says, that relies on repeat customers. It's kind of like the funeral business, he says. People use our services only once in a lifetime. Eric Weiner, NPR News, Tokyo.